to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, welcome back into Bishop of Laurinaitis. Matty Ice filling in for Bo. James Laurinaitis in the building. As always, we're going to head to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Talk to Colin Hotshill from 11 Warriors. Colin, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you all?
We are doing well. I want to start with the Buckeye basketball team. And Alonzo Gaffney decides he is going to transfer. Colin, I think for a lot of Buckeye fans, this whole situation was very, very murky. It was very unclear as to why this guy was not out on the floor more. Do you have any more details as to what happened with Alonzo Gaffney this season?
Yeah, it was an interesting situation because so I think generally before the year, he was a guy who you looked at and like I still remember seeing him just watching him warm up the first game of the season and being like, wow, like his frame and athleticism is pretty crazy. 6'9", 200 pounds or something. He's super skinny, but you can see just the raw talent and sort of the frame of an NBA player. But he was also super, super raw. And you imagined, and this is what Ohio State thought too, is, you know, if he can put it all together, Ohio State might have something special. But he's also someone who they've also known for a while that he's someone who has pro dreams and who wants to get to the next level. They've known that since he was back in high school. And then he was not someone who was probably going to be around for 3 or 4 years. And so I think what happened is generally when he didn't get on the floor a ton early in the season, he didn't carve out a role. Generally Ohio State just went to 8, 7, 8, 9 other guys more often, and he sort of just got pushed a little bit to the back, and he needed a little bit more development than maybe the others. And then, I think the murky part comes out especially later in the season when all of a sudden he's away from the team. And he wasn't with the team for the last 4 games, and then he wasn't going to be with the team for the Big Ten tournament. And you could sort of just see the writing on the wall at that point that maybe he wouldn't be around. And obviously yesterday we all got the news that he was going to leave the team and possibly pursue pro options.
Yeah, Colin, that just absolutely blows my mind how different football and basketball are, right? Like you got a guy in basketball who can't crack a lineup at Ohio State and is like, I want to go play pro and develop there. You're not developing in the NFL. You better be ready by the time you get there. Anyway, but Seth Towns, a big, big announcement that he is coming back to Columbus, being a Columbus native, obviously, former Ivy League Player of the Year. But what's he give Coach Holtman? I mean, he's missed the last 2 seasons with injury, but as I was telling Maddie, you know, the beginning of the show, when you see that we beat out Duke for him, that means that a lot of, you know, big programs wanted him and still think that he has a lot to offer.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think that's as much a telling sign as anything that there were a lot of big time programs that ran on him and wanted him. He's a really interesting guy because he picked Harvard over Ohio State and Michigan and Chris Holtman at Butler back when he was out of high school in Columbus, and he obviously thrived there. He was averaging double figures as a freshman, or Ivy League Player of the Year as a sophomore. But the interesting thing about him is, you know, you just don't know exactly what Ohio State's going to get for him because of the knee injury. And that required multiple surgeries. The most recent one was just a couple months ago. They expect him to be full go around June or July, sometime in the summer. But you don't totally know what he's going to be like when he's on the court. He's about 6'7", 205, 215, and he's a great shooter. I think he shot 44% from three the last time he was healthy. He's interesting because I think Ohio State had a lot of three-point shooting last year. They didn't necessarily have a lot of guys who could score off the bounce or really pull up for jumpers. He's gonna add some of that ability to put it on the deck shoot mid-range two-pointers, shoot off the bounce three-pointers. Ohio State really just didn't have a ton of that last year. Someone who can create like he does. So that's, I think, the most intriguing part. It's just that nobody really knows what he's going to be like when he's healthy because he's still not healthy yet. He's still rehabbing.
Colin Hotshill, Ohio State football and basketball reporter for 11 Warriors, joining us here on The Fan. Musa Diallo and Justice Suing, where are we at with these guys as far as their rehab? Musa Diallo dealing with a bit of an injury, I believe, off the top of my head. And Justice Suing, what's the latest on him? Because his name started to pop up a little bit as far as Buckeye fans looking ahead at what's to come on the floor for next year.
Yeah, the interesting thing about them is they're still both recovering from injuries. That, I mean, that's going to be as fascinating to watch this Ohio State team in the offseason as anything. It's like, can these guys stay on track to get back when they want? Because they're all, like, Justice, Musa, and Seth are at some point during the summer are all expected to be back to full health. But Musa last summer was also expected to get back maybe a little bit sooner, and then all of a sudden his ankle injury just kept him out, and at one point they just decided, you know, best to just redshirt him. So I think generally it's just sort of a waiting game to see how their bodies respond, because Justice is going through he's recovering from a foot surgery that he had in January. Musa's also recovering from an ankle surgery, and Seth is recovering from a knee surgery. So it's sort of the walking wounded. And then you throw in Kyle as well, who obviously ended the season on the bench. And as much as anything, you just wonder, can they just stay on track? Because they all should easily be ready in time for the season. But at the same time, you know, just injuries can be weird. And last season, I think Ohio State saw it too. I mean, Justin Arnes was someone who got injured early in the summer, and then he just wasn't 100% until a couple months into the season.
Colin, Trey Sermon coming to Ohio State, obviously a big for the depth. But what kind of player is he? I mean, I think it's vital that we got a guy who is a veteran, so to speak, an older guy. And big reason of that is the fact that these guys aren't going to have a spring ball, summer workouts that doesn't look are too promising, right? So it's going to be if we're lucky, you know, everyone rushing into the fall and kind of like a mad sprint to get some of these guys ready for the season, which means that I'm not sure some of these young guys will really be able to catch up to terminology. Do you think a veteran coming in like Sermon, who is proven, is not only depth-wise but also intellectually a big get for Ryan Day?
Yeah, I honestly think, like, he's it just sort of worked out perfectly. I think Ohio State's really used the grad transfer the past 2 years just about as well as they possibly could, getting Jonah Jackson last year to sort of plug a hole where, like, you look back in 2015-16 classes, Ohio State had some recruiting misses, and all of a sudden there's this guy who became a first-team All-Big Ten guard. And then this year there were a couple of recruiting misses, and you look around, and all of a sudden there's Trey Sermon who had some injuries, and maybe that held him back from becoming a starter at Oklahoma. But you also saw flashes of him having starting potential, and you bring him into the room, and yes, he's also been a little bit injured. He's never been a full-time starter, which is sort of a common theme with Ohio State's running backs right now. But I think that older guy who you've seen do it at a high level in the Big 12 sort of at least makes you be able to have a little bit of a sigh of relief after just losing guys due to injuries and also missing on recruits the last few cycles. And I do think that he's someone who could potentially just step in immediately and when Ohio State plays its first game start.
He's Colin Haas-Hill. He covers Ohio State football and basketball for 11 Warriors. Colin, thanks so much for hopping on with us, man. Have a great day, okay?
Awesome. You all as well.